So is there something that defines sadachar? Is it relative? Some people may be by their conditioning be very short-tempered, and for them to control anger will be very difficult. So does sadachar mean the same for everyone, or does it mean different things? Yeah, if we see the same section in the Bhagavad Gita, 3.35 says that you cannot give up your nature. But in the next verse, Arjuna asks, 3.36, you know, I am driven by something to do wrong, and how can I give it up? And the whole section 3.36 to 43 talks about how to give up karma. And it's krodha is also a variant of karma. So now, when you talk about nature, there are many, the word itself is used in many senses. So I would say that there is one way to differentiate it is, there is vritti and there is vasana. Vritti is inclination. So there is kshatriya inclination, there is brahmana inclination, vaishya inclination. Vritti is something which is inherent. But vasana is something which needs to be given up. So vasana is lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. So kshatriya cannot give up the kshatriya nature. But a kshatriya should not function based on greed or arrogance. So that means there is a component within our material side which definitely needs to be curbed and purified. And there's a component in our material side which needs to be channeled. So now with respect to this point of some people, can I say that it's my nature to be angry? Well, I can say that. But this is not nature in the sense of inherent vritti. It is nature in terms of vasana. And vasana definitely can be changed. I think I should have differentiated that. When it's, can spirituality change the nature? I should have talked about this at that time. That the word nature we use in different senses. So if we talk about nature in terms of vasana, then definitely it can and should be changed. And yes, for some people it may be more difficult. That is fine. So Krishna sees not so much how far we are going, but how much we are endeavoring to go. So somebody may be very calm, and some person may be a calm and atheistic also. There can be, even in terms of disposition, there can be atheists in the mode of goodness also. Some person can be very short-tempered, and still they may be devotee, at least in the sense that they are trying to practice bhakti. So we could say that there is, broadly speaking, behavior in the mode of goodness. As I said, even kshatriya activities can also be done with a greater proportion of goodness. Vaishya activity, shudra activity. So the very fact that some shudras will follow shastra and mold their life according to shastra guidelines, that itself requires some goodness. Otherwise, they would not even do that. So that's the important point, that we try to increase the mode of goodness in our functioning. And then we can move on what's studying in our life. So for some of us, it will require more struggle, some of us less struggle. That's okay. It doesn't matter so much. We just focus on, not so much on how far we are going ahead. We just focus on whether we are endeavoring or not. Krishna sees that and Krishna accepts. May I answer your question? Thank you.
Preference and